never cared for most, I care at least as much as them. I know what I got, because I lost it all. I got to tell you something. I don't talk about it often. It'll work all your life or something, and have it not work out. That happened to me. It was tough. Think about it. I was gone for 12 years. It's not a little bit of time. It was hell. I watched other niggas that I knew become very famous. I watched the world go on without me. I mourned the loss of it. And after a while, I didn't care. Coming back, I was terrified. I understand what I am.
Always pull up with the country right now.
A person can't dream of a thing. That's me. Can't believe that's true. It's probably true. Wow, I've only been to say 30 years. Oh my. Every night. So many things. Every night. We're all in there smiling. We have no idea what the world looks like. Oh, this is great. So I'm going to turn over the camera, but he's just looking at me smiling for 32 years, night after night. No comedian take that for granted. I swear to God, this might be the noblest of professions. Robin Williams had a bar that I love to sing comedy. The only job he can have where he can use everything you know. And that's true. He can use more than you know. Use what you think. Use it. Don't be afraid. Don't let these bitch ass niggas button your lip. Say it anyway.
Hey. That's how you start, man. What's up, Chappelle? What's up, Chappelle? When the joke is up.
Yeah, I know.
I feel y'all. No. Just say fuck me, man. Just say y'all love me, man. That's all y'all gotta say, bro. Sorry about the ad live.
How y'all doing? Welcome to the Late Night Live Train, episode 46, man. We about to get started. As soon as the song plays, I mean, we already in the intro, man. If you here on Twitch, thank you, man. Subscribe on YouTube. If you're on Apple Music, subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcast. Thank you.
Hey.
I don't just like waiting to exhale, but I do love some XWV. Come on, man. Some people already know where I'm going with this. Shout out to y'all, episode 46, man. Late Night Live Train. Sing that shit, y'all.
It's okay. Yeah, I don't know what to tell y'all.
Oh, yo. We here, though. We here.
Silence. Y'all vibe with that?
Welcome back, episode 46. We are here. Come on, man. Love you, man. Come on, man. Boom. Boom. Are they playing with me now? Construction workers site back. Hold on, man. I got y'all. Let me slow it down a little bit.
Get it? Because exhale, and this is inhale. Okay, we see.
Come on, man, Bryson Tiller's bike. We came back and Bryson Tiller came bike. You see what we do, y'all? We make people come back. Come on, Bryson. With the FWV sample.
They wasn't trying to rock with my man Bryson. They saying this wasn't the one. But that's why I started the show with it, because niggas said it wasn't the one. And I thought it was.
Talk your shit real quick, Bryson. Episode 46, Late Night Live
Stream. Late Night Live Stream.
Where? Come on, Bryson. Finally. Can we get the Bryson verse finally?
This is to the Thursdays on Twitch.
I like the little slowdown too. Trap Soul. I hope Trap Soul Bryson is back. I hope Trap Soul Bryson is back. All right. Welcome back to episode 46 of the Late Night Live Stream. It's your boy. You already know Corey the Voice, a.k.a. Make Your Bitch Moist, a.k.a. I've been losing weight, a.k.a. I can barely weigh, a.k.a. you could barely tell. Thank y'all, man. Look at everybody in the building. Shout out Haley is back, the queen, whenever her podcast is on the way. David, who's working harder on his fucking pod than mine. No, it's okay. I love David. I hope. I expected his shit to be better than mine. He's a dog. Donnie's in the building this week.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Okay. And Cody's back in the building. And Ajay is back here, but he's inside right now. So you already know how we get started, man. If you're watching on live, or if this isn't your favorite part, you know what I mean? Skip about 4 or 5 minutes ahead while we play the local commotion. You know how we get started. 3 songs, 3 minutes, man. All underground music, man. And I'm going to start it off. Matter of fact, let's start it off like this. We already played SWV. You missed SWV. So I'm going to start it off with my boy JF Blaze. He sent me this record. He said he wanted the local commotion stamp, actually. JF Blaze, man, this man, he listens to the show. Thank you, Blaze, man. Go crazy, bro. If you watching on Twitch, man, go get you something to eat, man. Pull you up something to drink, man. If you watching on YouTube, do the same, man. Pull you something up, man. Let's get started, man. The conversation starts in about 5 minutes. Five minutes. Let the music go. This is JF Blaze. Keep up. This is a world premiere. Shout out to JM Blaze, man. This record's called Keep Up, bro. Shout out to my boy JM Blaze, man. Keep up. Hey, man, I'm going to keep it going in a local commotion late night live stream, man. This record right here is called Still Venting by my boy D. Brown. Some dude's weirdly looking in here to see what we're doing and look at our setup. Yeah, he giving us the thumbs up. Thank you. Yeah. This record right here is called Still Venting by D. Brown. You can find it on YouTube right now. Let's go, man. Shout out to D. Brown. Shout out Schoolem Jonesy. This is D. Brown, Still Venting, man. You can find this record on YouTube only. I'm sorry, man. This is his shout out. He sent this to me too, man. I appreciate everything that gets sent to me. I'm gonna play because I fucks with you, man. Thank y'all. I appreciate that. D. Brown, Still Venting, man. Sorry for the construction work in the back, man. It won't be on for another 30 minutes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
plot no killing me. Bring it on, listen. Every day I'm in the streets, I ride along, nigga. My back go bigger. The sun ain't no trust. Trap on to kill me. I look just in the glitz. Been a block to see. All troops.
I feel like I should have been a block. Hold it up.
No.
Oh, you go out there as the white man.
Shout out to D Brown, man, still venting. Sorry, D Brown, man. It was somebody watching us because we're on the balcony. It was somebody just watching us weirdly. So, you know what I mean? Appearing, yeah. It's a good word. Appearing. Shout out to my boy D Brown. That record's called Still Venting. You can find it on YouTube only. Now, this record right here, man. Shout out, man. Just met this guy about a month ago. And
look.
Dizzo, when you watch this, I'm sorry. When you first played me the video, I just liked the video. I was like, damn, this is cool. Look, and David's confused because I haven't played a band like I have for y'all. I'm sorry. I just thought it was a good video. I thought the song was cool, and then you had liked something on the gram, and I must have went to his page. I clicked the motherfucking song, y'all, and the melody stuck in my head all motherfucking night when I woke up this morning, and I was like, I got to play that on the show. So shout out to Dizzo. This record's called 91 degrees in LA. Oh, hold on, I gotta start my man over. This is Dizzo 91 degrees in LA. You can find this on all streaming platforms. His Look Baby I Ain't Perfect project is out now on all streaming platforms. Shout out to Dizzo, man. That record's called 91 Degrees in LA. David, you like that video? Yeah. Hey. Come on, Dizzo. You snapped on that shit, bro. Thank you, man. Went crazy. Went crazy, man. Whoa! Welcome back to the Late Night Live Stream, episode 46. You already know, man. Like I said, we are all back in the building this week, man. Fellas, man, I got to start us off because I'm sweating hot. The sky is like orange, red. If I look a little dark and it looks a tinted, a filter right now, it's because it fucking is. We're dying. LA is in Mordor. We shouldn't have made that joke. Fucking manifestation.
This is like similar to like smoking the blunt, though. It's fine.
You think this is just a, like an uncomfortable hot box?
Yeah, like the whole, all of LA is hot box.
I mean, if that's how you feel.
This is a bowl, though. Like, this is okay. Gonna do weed.
Should we talk about the heat wave the last few days, I guess? What was it? Friday to Monday? Saturday to Monday? Yeah, it was 90 degrees at night. I think at one point it was 110 degrees. So that was just like, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on right now. Like, all of a sudden, all of my friends are texting me and calling me and like, yo, take a picture of your sky real quick. Take a picture of my sky, bitch. It's blue. What y'all talking about? And now I'm looking up, y'all. We don't even see the sun no more. We don't know what shade it is. Y'all see the filter going on? We are in War of the Worlds, nigga. I don't know what the fuck is going on. World War Z, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, whoever, somebody, dog. Yeah, California is orange now. We have a tent. We have a filter somehow. Yeah, somehow. Somehow.
2020 filter.
Yeah,
shit.
That
2020
filter go crazy.
Halfway to the third
hour. Are y'all just chalking this up to the craziness of the year?
Yeah, it's the sky. It's the new 2020 sky update.
And, nothing to me Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anything's gonna surprise me. Y'all are right. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't know if anything could surprise me. Yeah, this is just a little crazy. Like,
I don't know.
But damn, man. All right, man. Can we start the show, man? Can we start the show? While California's on fire, while we're doing our show in exile, under surveillance. Hey, Haley and Jess in the building. All right. We were just talking about, for some reason, California's on fire and in an orange and red filter. And a heat wave happened. We don't understand what kind of happened. And, this is just 2020, man. We in hell. You know what I mean? Haley and Jay are bonding. Jay's in the building. Jess in the building. Haley, they all just walked in. All right, man. Starting the show. Can I play the commercial and then say, or should I open it up? I guess if this is news, I'm supposed to be like, something big happened. One of the biggest rappers paired with the most racist white people. No, I'm just playing. Don't start it like that. I'm so sorry. No, this is a big-ass deal. McDonald's, Travis Scott. I have been seeing it for a couple weeks. Exactly. I think that's how we reacted. Remember when we was like, are they dropping a song? Like, ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it. It's lit. Like, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Like,
we thought it was the new burger, and we'll talk about your disappointment afterwards. Let's play.
Well, you gotta do the commercial.
Everybody should see. Whoa, it's not. It's gonna give us a sec.
What's up, world? Yeah, you. I'm Travis Scott.
Hey, here's my quarter pounder with lettuce, pickles, onions, ketchup, mustard, and bacon. Yeah! Here's my fries. Sometimes I do this. Then I dip them into barbecue sauce. Oh yeah, and my Sprite.
It's great.
Same order since back in Houston. And you can try it too. Gotta go. The Travis Scott meal. It's $6. Say Cactus Jack sent you.
Oh, he's gonna be great at whatever he does. Is it okay to just leave that McDonald's up? I didn't even widen the commercial up. My bad. I'll play it for y'all. Damn, I can't even play it on mute. Yes, I can. Well, hey, fuck y'all. All right, so sorry. I mean, it was a commercial. All right, 30 seconds, Travis Scott. Donnie, you had angry reactions. React. Why were you angry? I mean, you could talk into that mic. You wanted screen time? You wanted a screen?
No, it's fine. Hey, listen. It's not a novelty burger if you're only adding bacon, bro.
Yeah.
And like they didn't even.
But they added barbecue sauce and bacon, though.
I could just ask for that burger is what I'm saying before this. Hey, listen.
Do not have beef
with
them.
Don't beef with these guys. She's wildin'. Anyway.
Yeah. Travis Scott burger.
Yeah. Travis Scott Fortnite burger. I don't vibe with it. I don't think it's innovative enough for Travis Scott with the cactus. They put the cactus jack shit on.
They put the logo on there. Okay, but the quarter pounder, like me and Cody was talking about, it's like fucking $9, $8, $9. They took it. Okay. This is what we were all expecting, all right?
Hey, wait, no.
There
was one nigga who called it the Travy Patty.
The Travy Patty? Oh, that's the name of this episode, Travy Patties. All right, man. The Travy Patties. Look, this is a big deal. Travis has been ascending into superstar, and we've had conversations on here about best rappers under 30. We've talked about Chance, Lil Baby, whoever you want to talk about. But Travis Scott has taken this mantle since Astroworld dropped, and you talk about Astrofest, and you talk about the fucking Netflix documentary, you talk about Kylie Jenner. This dude's just piling and piling and piling on, like accolade to superstar, and whether you like it or not, this dude, look, Travis ain't missed. He ain't missed. The fucking, the Jordans, the Cactus Jack Jordans, like, them is a big deal. The Jordans are a big deal. And these motherfuckers rushed him, like, on his way out of the fucking, what do you call that? The McDonald's. He went to McDonald's. Let me find it on Academics page. And then I'll play it for y'all, man.
He went there?
Yeah, he went to the motherfucking, let me show you.
He was trying to be a real person for one day.
Nah, man, why would you pull up there that day?
It's his sandwich, man.
It's his sandwich, but he knows what's going to happen.
He pulled up. Look what he pulled up in. Do you pull up in this setup?
He's taking Uber.
Yeah, you get pulled up. That's what I said. Do you take your car there?
Niggas were waiting already to get the burger.
Yeah, he was. He was trying to get out of there. Oh, man. It don't matter because we hooked up to here, but I guess. Yeah.
Standing on top of the fart?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, look, bro. Back to the Travy Patty. Okay.
reactions. Cody, do you have a reaction to this nigga Travis Scott, quarter pounder, $6, man? This is his meal growing up? What if he, like, come on, man. Like, what if he ordered it like this when he was, like, a kid? And, like, now it's his meal, $6 for the nigga. It, a Sprite with the ice, it's lit.
Yeah, my meal would be, a burger with no bun. So distinctly,
what you're mad at is that he didn't get his own type of burger that they.
This is
a deal. I've seen this commercial 20 times watching the fucking playoffs. We're going to be out of here by the time LeBron plays, so we out of here by 4:15. I'm going to let y'all know that.
Did they? They did. It's the Obama special.
What's the Obama special?
My dad made a joke about the McCain
it's
special one day,
five,
and that was a lot
funnier. Is it McDonald's?
No.
Who? Roscoe's Chicken? Oh, nigga, that don't count towards McDonald's.
I'm just saying, niggas do that.
Man, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying, man.
Do y'all have any reactions to Travis Scott, McDonald's meals, fucking $6, quarter pounder, with a fucking fry and a drink? Come on, man.
It's cheaper. I like it.
Yeah, let this black man fucking exhale. Couldn't even get that word out.
Underwhelming. You gotta say that? I'm just underwhelmed from the fucking sandwich.
I feel like they already had the burger idea. Yeah. I was like, ooh, how are we gonna sell this better? This man was on Fortnite.
Yeah, they could have came
Everyone plays Fortnite. Put him on the burger.
And I told you, initially, when I seen it, I was like, man, it wasn't hitting. And then I saw the commercial, and I was like, I kind of want it now.
Yeah, the commercial's fire.
But I'm saying the sandwich is just a sandwich with bacon on it. It's like the bacon, sandwich they already lettuce, have. Like,
epic
sauce. Niggas is making pretzel buns. Like, I'm so confused.
Corey, I'm in a crust-ass mood. I was not expecting to come out here and talk about McDonald's.
Yeah, this is the only thing on the menu.
No. You can leave.
Wow.
I ain't doing that. The hell?
Wow.
I do 15 topics a week, mid show. You think I'm trying to edit out you saying, yo, McDonald's meal, this show 8 topic? Yeah, motherfucker. You see, this shit got how many views on motherfucking the YouTube?
Haley is Queen Radio number 2.
I lied to him.
Queen Radio number 2, Haley.
Yeah, get your ass out of him.
Tune in. If you ain't tuned into my podcast, I don't know when it's coming out, but
when she was freeing the slaves to freedom.
All right. So, go tune in to Haley's Rogue podcast, where I'll claim that's my son too.
Haley, you're my little nigga, Haley.
All right. Yeah. Let's keep it going. This is Donnie's topic, so. Donnie's leading this one. I'll play the clip.
Yeah, go.
No.
Oh, hold on. We going back.
Fight over that bird.
Bombs. Okay, I will tell y'all the truth.
Allegedly.
We're avoiding lawsuits here.
Yeah, allegedly.
We're dodging. Okay.
Yes, he loves to be shitted on. Okay, that was my first time ever. I never
you
thought.
Did it? You actually
no,
did
I,
it?
I actually couldn't shit. Okay, I couldn't shit. Okay,
I don't think I could shit on the way
I
here. What
shit.
The fuck?
I could not do it. That was something like I'm a wild ass. I can do.
Oh no, my bad. I was dumb. My bad.
Ass
this shit. Yeah. Go ahead, man. Hit the mic. What you thinking, man? You want to get on the front screen? You want that one?
Okay. I don't know. Here was my logic in the moment. My logic in the moment talking to Corey a little bit ago about this was the negotiation line. And I get that because people on this podcast have lied prior, right?
They said they suck 7 NBA dicks in a row.
Why would you not believe?
Can we say they were on this podcast in this room on somebody's podcast? And now they're back in this room with their own podcast a few weeks later after they sucked 7 dicks in a row. They
How many of them
that on that
fans?
Podcast? Probably all of them. I don't know what Selena Powell.
So how is that not?
I didn't want to talk about the Tekashi of women.
Okay, hear me out. Why is it hard to believe?
I didn't want to talk about Selena Tekashi Powell and Chief Keef's baby. The title of the interview said Chief Keef's baby mama. I'm going to just say that. Now she said shitting on chesses? This is a troll?
Okay, listen.
Both are a troll. I don't believe they suck 7 dicks in a row.
I do.
Olympic ducks? You're an Olympic dick sucker, bitch.
She definitely doesn't have the record, my nigga. Like, I don't. That's not that unbelievable. It can't be that unbelievable for you.
This the same girl. So a few weeks ago, we weren't on the air then. But these little girls, the one on the right here, on this side. She said, I suck 7 NBA dicks. She didn't want to reveal what team or player in a row.
In a row.
She said one dude came, but he brought his 6 teammate, and she sucked that dick. Then she sucked the second one. Listen. Next thing you know, she was on the 7th dick.
Mm-hmm. Let her live her life.
7 is a holy, what you call it? No. It's a good number.
7 is a divine number.
It's a divine number. Why would she lie?
Also, that's a good lie. Because she went Selena Powell, who also said she was having Offset baby.
If they probably all have OnlyFans, how is this like weird?
This is why I didn't want to talk about this with this liar. Talking about she shitted on Chess.
Chief Keefe,
which
chest,
baby
bro,
did this girl have back, Chief Keefe?
Niggas do that. That nigga plays for Cleveland, and it's called the Cleveland Seamer.
Paternity. Never mind. I'm going to get canceled.
You know the NBA basketball.
They shitted on that nigga Chess.
The NBA basketball players prefer their light skinned women that act black.
Daily.
Come on. You already know
light
this.
Light skin slander.
It's a fact.
Oh my god, this light skinned lady? Oh my gosh.
That's it?
Journey Smollett?
I believe them women.
Listen. She's right, because this bitch is popular for some reason. And it ain't for the we not making it popular. Obviously, I am now giving a clout of my motherfucking show, so I'm going to move on. But yes. This is crazy, man. Why would y'all believe this? Is this a troll or not a troll? Is this a troll?
She's not a troll.
I think
so. Y'all think Odell really out here getting his chest shitted on?
Cleveland Steamer. He is the Cleveland Steamer.
7 inches.
Hey, yo. I can't stand y'all. I will never be able to stand y'all, and I don't want to stand y'all.
Sit down.
You know what I mean?
Give me that.
Anyways, while the construction going on, Queen SZA is bike. Storm just walked in the building. What up?
Yeah, we can't just keep doing that.
SZA is bike. Bike! What the fucking horse? She's bike. The queen has returned. I got you, bro. I play in the corner on low. Okay. Queen SZA is back, man. I was super excited. Hey. All right, so SZA is back. The blonde girl in the video right here standing to SZA's right is who he's talking about. You know what I mean? In the middle of the pod.
We love they drops. Hey. I don't know. Hey, you see your face?
Yeah, so SZA, man.
SZA.
I'm not sure what SZA had on her throat. I know what you're talking about when she went viral and people were trying to criticize her. That's why
what?
SZA goes on breaks, man.
Well, that's a crazy.
Okay. All I'm gonna say about SZA is SZA's the GOAT. Summer Walker, Snow, Baby Rose. There's a lot of bitches out here that's like copying SZA's style. That's her daughters already. SZA's birthed a lot of daughters, controls a classic album, whether it's Love Galore, whether it's Broken Clocks, whether it's Drew Barrymore, this bitch SZA is the one. TDE wouldn't hold this album for fucking 3 years and give us the best hot sauces. They called Anderson .Paak hot sauce. Ty Dolla $ign is fucking hot sauce, my nigga. We need the featuring Ty Dolla $ign album. Not where he got singles, but he just got features. Like other niggas on that bitch, like DJ Khaled, but he on everyone just throwing some motherfucking hot sauce on that bitch, man. Yes, I love SZA. I'm happy the queen is bike. I've only been listening to Chloe and Halle, and I hope she's in time for the motherfucking Grammys this album drops so it could be a Summer Walker, Chloe, Halle, SZA. The battle, man, because Kehlani dropped a really good album this year. The women in R&B are having a great year, and SZA's returned, man. Tiana Taylor has a fucking great album, and SZA's bike. The queen is bike. The queen is bike. This queen is bike. The queen is bike. Sorry. It take a minute to kick in when it turns sideways.
Did you bring that lemonade?
Got you. All right, man, real quick, man. I just wanted to give a quick round of applause, man. Hopefully, I don't show y'all too much in my photos, man, if I ain't deleted, man. I know, man. I still ain't seen it yet. That's crazy, man. It's all types of shit in here, man. I still ain't seen it yet, man. Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. There we go. All right, King Batch, man. Let me give King Batch a round of applause. This weekend, well, I think I told it to y'all. I gave King Batch the Adam Sandler stamp, man. My nigga is the Adam Sandler of Vine, man, of that era, man. King Batch came out of that era, and he's not stopped giving his niggas jobs, man. Timothy De La Ghetto, as you can see in the photo. The little dark-skinned nigga's been doing Vines and YouTube videos with him forever, man. And, man, whether you love or hate King Batch, I know we all got to see him in the Postmates commercial when we're trying to watch a YouTube video. This nigga's on Netflix in that damn baby. See, he's in every little Netflix original. If it's a comedy, King Batch going to pop up on some, yeah, yeah. Talking about some, you need Postmates, even in Netflix. No. But yeah, King Batch, man, whether you think it's corny or not, man, black dude, man, getting his shit, man. This nigga came. Man, yo, this nigga's from Florida, moved out to L.A., was still on the YouTube channel before he did Vine, was in film school. So this nigga really studied the game. This ain't a nigga that just got hot off of nothing. He was really out here putting that work in before the Vine shit. And when the Vine shit popped off, he didn't stop helping his homies. Yeah, and he's great. He was one of the best at the Vine shit, no matter what. So, yeah, shout out to King Batch, man, getting in that Drake pop star video. Did y'all like the Drake Justin Bieber pop star video? You only see Biebs? Some people thought it was corny. They ain't get it. What you, Jay? Did you like it, Jay?
I didn't like it, but I'm gonna.
You didn't like it? You was one of the no likers? Why didn't you like it? Tell us why you ain't like it while DJ Khaled comes in the background.
Listen to fucking Justin Bieber's voice.
Doing pop tart? Hold on, man. We gotta go straight to it now. Hold on, bro. We gotta go straight to it now, cause you.
No. Yeah. Still shout out my nigga. Look.
Tory Lanez. Come on, man.
Tory Lanez and
you don't like this? You don't like Beams in this? Look at this chain. Look, hold on, Jay. This chain's so expensive, the bodyguard never left the shot the whole time. Look at this nigga just trailing him along, bro. That's a real chain. This Justin Bieber house, 200 milli.
Me knowing Bieber.
You want me to play One Less Lonely Nigga? Because the nigga shit don't even make me that mad. Hold on, man. One less lonely nigga. I still like it. One less lonely nigga. Look at that nigga. Look, man. Go ahead.
All I'm gonna say is this, nigga. I saw the baby transitioning to what the future of Ludacris to transitioning to him motherfucking.
If I was your boyfriend, I never let you go. That's the tattoos and shit.
Okay.
No, I'm not done. Go ahead. Then the nigga get married. When he got married, I'm expecting sad music and nice romantic family music from now on, Justin Bieber. We grown. He gonna give us the baby hairstyle with fucking Ludacris and the motherfucking If I Was Your Boyfriend.
Wait. You skip the important part in Justin Bieber's career, the R&B phase. Don't you ever play R&B like that ain't some of the greatest music we've ever gotten, man. Don't you do that, man. Your girl likes R&B, whether you like them or not. Go for it, man. No, start the song. Come on, man. R&B? You gonna do R&B like that?
I like R&B.
No, R&B that nigga. Like that's why he said nigga, and I said I'm sorry.
I don't like Cluster Flug Bieber. Cluster Bieber is too many different Biebers.
No, but he got roasted on Comedy Central, and then he got married, and then he became a Christian, and now he said he got that yummy. Some the niggas didn't like yummy. I was at home doing this show, and niggas hated it. So I'm gonna say that.
I'm a pop star.
You didn't like it?
I don't know, man. That wasn't for me, but it just.
It wasn't for you, so you didn't think it was a bop?
I don't think it was bad, I just didn't like it.
You didn't think this was a bop?
His hair is fire.
These niggas talking about the hair is fire.
Look at that nigga drip. No, you can't say he's not drippy, though, because he always is.
I don't give a fuck about what Justin Bieber wears. Get the fuck out of here.
He's in the music video. He's doing the whole 5'9".
He wanted to
I think the I thought the music was catchy. I heard it in fucking grocery stores, nigga.
I heard everything.
So you saying you didn't approve of Drake's pop star? David, did you like Bieber? You the one who told me about it. Did you like Drake having Bieber and Pop?
No, I like
No, not Yummy. Did you like
You like Pop Star?
How about you, Cody,
as a white man? I think it was better with a white man. A white man did the video?
Of course. No, I'm not even a big Justin Bieber fan, but
wow.
I like the video. I thought the video was awesome.
I thought it was creative. It's a song about a pop star. He says, it's that bubblegum. I mean, this ain't no bubblegum, you know what I mean, pop star shit. He mentions Screw the Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager, and that all manifests in the video. And I didn't even think about Drake. I didn't even think that Drake, think about the fact that Drake couldn't fucking get out of Canada and shoot stuff. I didn't think about that fact. And he's recording the album. I thought the DJ Khaled montage of videos was really cool and funny. And then I saw some people shitting on Drake's acting. I saw all the damn Drake think he an actor and everybody going the very funny Jay Versace going, of course he an actor, he was in Glee. That was my favorite joke of the week. Yeah. He was in one of them white ass shows. One of them safe ass shows. I thought it was cool, man. I understand though that everybody wanted to see Drake. Hey look, man, you just got a fucking Nike commercial. Well, you just got a Nike ad, man.
A long ass one. A long Nike ad.
Yeah.
All
right, it's okay. We're going to keep it going. We're going to talk about some hood shit. All right, man. 50 Cent was at a Burger King, and he gave niggas money. Oh, my God. I saw
that. And he gave niggas money?
Oh, look, David don't even know the story. He did. He gave some niggas some money, man. I'm trying to get the video to play. We're going to start the Twitter over real quick. Yeah, but, yeah, so... All right, out of all 50's pettiness and my mama saying 50 is miserable and shit, 50 went to a Burger King and the report is $30,000 he gave away?
What? No.
Here he goes.
At one Burger King?
At one Burger King in the drive-thru. Here comes 50. I think this is 50's homie, I believe. Not sure who this gentleman is.
Someone says this guy does it a lot.
Oh, this guy does it a lot? And he was just with 50? Oh, okay. Thank you, Cody, for the back information. So the guy, the light-skinned guy, does this already. If you listening on Apple Podcasts, I'm sorry. Go subscribe on YouTube. Go follow on Twitch. Here comes 50. Sorry. Here y'all go. Look at all the hands. Look at her hands. Look at the hands. Look at those hands. How would y'all react? There's 50 giving out the money. Yeah, drop the check. I don't even know no 50 Cent songs, nigga. I just watch Power. Give me that money, though. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Don't disrespect 50 like that. This was just a segue topic, man. Y'all got anything to say about that? I just thought it was a really cool gesture, man. Yeah, man. I just thought it was a really cool gesture. The New Power? You been watching The New Power? I told you, Donnie. Black people been watching the only motherfucking Tariq Power. I'm not watching Tariq teach me the game, Ghost. I'm not watching that shit, bro. No. I can't. Is it good, though? I saw everybody on my timeline, all the black people talking about it. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Oh, man, it's all right.
You ain't missing out, but you missing out.
Woo. Nah, I'll miss out, man. You know what everybody else is watching that I'm not watching that we gonna talk that we should I want to watch and talk about P-Valley. You watched it?
Yes,
is it okay? Don't spoil it. I'm gonna watch P-Valley. I've been getting edit about P-Valley. I'm gonna watch P-Valley. If y'all wanna watch P-Valley with me, we can. We gonna talk about Rami in a second and Beth Marvels in a second. But really quickly, man, as y'all can see up on the screen, I got the GOAT studio up, man. Joe Rogan. Last week, September 1st, went to Spotify on a licensing deal. So they don't own his podcast. He went there on a three-year, $300 million, $100 million a year to podcast, to talk. Just to talk. Joe Rogan just got $100 million per year from Spotify to fucking talk. And you know what Joe Rogan did first? He moved to tax-free, state-free tax fucking Texas and built them this new state-of-the-art, beautiful-ass fucking studio as I got up here on the screen. David sent this to me first. And can I show y'all some of the guests since he got the Spotify? Miley Cyrus.
I heard about that one.
Mike Tyson. Give me the first one. Come on, man. Oh, my bad. My bad. Here you go, bro. Here you go. Midnight Gospel. We got an episode out about that. So yeah. Rogan, $100 million, man. Spotify, that changes the game for podcasters, man. We here now, man. I remember when I was in school trying to do radio, and they were trying to shift towards podcasting. And they know what the fuck it was, and I ultimately dropped out because of it. Like, y'all don't know where y'all going with this shit, so I'ma leave, my nigga. And that was just that, man. Y'all got any words about Joe Rogan, Spotify, going to Texas, $100 million?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's about to jump on. This is like going to be a light that shine over motherfuckers that thought about it.
Yeah. This is like when niggas didn't know they was getting paid for gaming, and then Ninja and PewDiePie numbers came out, and niggas was like, oh, you could do what? You know what I mean? And obviously these numbers are the anomalies, but you like, oh no, I can make a living. I'm not going for the 100, but I can make a living doing this shit. Yeah, so shout out to Joe Rogan. If you ain't know Joe Rogan, you thought it's the nigga from Fear Factor or the nigga that called the UFC shit. Now you know, 100 million up. oh, sorry, go back to the big screen. All right, man, let's do it. What do I want to talk about? Oh, Rami. Can I get you on a Rami rant real quick, Donnie, while I'm finding a picture of Rami? Yeah. All right. So we finished both seasons of Rami this week, and
what's good, my nigga?
What's good, my nigga? Two seasons. Spoiler alert, sorry, Cody. Spoiler alert. Rami, the best show ever. I've been waiting to finish it to talk about it. Donnie, go ahead and take the lead while I found a fix.
That show makes me want to fucking write something. But I don't know. It's the most the diverse thing I've seen in a while, but not in an exploitive way.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they're trying to exploit anything. It's the realist, Rami is a Muslim who's trying to better himself. He's trying to find himself through God and trying to better himself through God. And sometimes that's not the best way to do that. You got to look into yourself. And there's a lot of really cool lessons. There's a lot of really cool perspectives in that show. It makes you think a lot. It's an existential show. Like, you think about yourself a lot. I like that. It's on the lines of Lil Dicky, of Dave, but it's definitely better.
And I'm getting to that more. David, you saw season one. You got anything to add before I go ahead?
I loved it. I love shows that make me think of my personal life. Make me compare.
It feels real.
That makes it feel organic and he actually put his own shit into his own heart and work.
I like that. Rami is incredible. I got it written down as a 10 out of 10 show for me. As Cody spilled water. I'm sorry, y'all. It's okay. And the construction starts back up. But I got Rami as a 10 out of 10 show for me, man. Bro, it's so heartfelt. For me, I agree with you with the personal thing of it. I love that. When I've been listening to a lot of Pete Holmes' podcast, and I was talking to Cody because I was talking about he's so wholesome. You can tell how honest and innocent he is. And from, just watching Rami, you can see just a man trying to be a great guy. And Pete Holmes tried to do the same thing, put God into his comedy show. But I'm going to let you know, Rami did it 100 times motherfucking better. And then the black comparisons, you could do anything black, like I always say, and get me. Rami obviously grew up black. You could tell in his fashion and the music and the way he talks and the way his cousins talk and his friends talk. It's really black, and there are a lot of lessons. Like, man, sometimes being a black man, I get so tunnel vision of thinking I'm the only oppressed, and my homegirls got to remind me a lot, like, nah, I'm a woman going through a lot more. And Rami with this show, not only women, but just you only thinking from a Christianity base. All of the Islamic things, like, I'm thinking about just being a black man being 9 or 8 when fucking the towers crashed at 9/11. Thinking about him being a Muslim when this happened and all his friends looking at him funny. He has an episode about that. And Donnie was talking about it being a Dave comp. Hey, yo, Lil Dicky, just tell us you watch Dave. Just tell us you watch Rami, bro. Because you was biting a little. I don't want to say he was biting. I don't want to say he was biting. But it's a lot of simulators. It was a lot of the pacing, the tone sounds a lot like Dave and Rami are similar. Some of the concepts and ideals that they're going for. Go ahead.
Also, some of the scenes were no dialogue. Some of the scenes that had no dialogue, you didn't need it. You just need to see what's going on, see what happens.
That awkward Dave and Rami, they're doing the same pacing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was really more awkward like that.
Yeah. No, for sure. That might just be where it's similar at, and I'm taking that. But it, the pacing, those beats that Lil Dicky has in his show and the beats that Rami have are so fucking similar. But I, like I said, I'm not capping. This motherfucker Rami doing it better. I don't know if it's the Muslim aspect and it's just something I ain't seen before, but Rami's fucking incredible, man. So
I also like the I just want to say like the spiritual aspect of it.
Yeah. This nigga really trying to better himself as a person. Every season is about him trying to be better and keep falling short. And all the shit we talking about and the shit he learned was season one. Yeah. Season two, Mahershala Ali walk his godly ass up in here and get to acting his ass off like the new Denzel and shit. But go ahead, my bad.
I think just as someone who has
this nigga was hard.
Been very close to religion, it made me like think of it in a different like way.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's him trying to substitute bettering himself with religion.
Yeah.
And that's such a real thing. You try to substitute things with other things.
In the early episodes that we all watched together when we was tripping acid or whatever, that motherfucker, we was watching shit where he's contradicting himself trying to be better. He's thinking he's wholesome because I'm Muslim and I pray every day. And I can relate to that from Christianity. Your grandma and stuff that take you to Sunday school and y'all don't go no more. Now she looking down on you at the family functions like, oh, you ain't doing this no more. You ain't doing that. And that's how he was looking down on regular people his age who was trying to be good but like kind of abiding by the Islam rules, and so was he, but he judging them for the rules he breaking and the ones they die. It was so good. You know what I mean? He tells it from his sister's perspective when he's getting away with shit and all that shit's piling on to her. You know what I mean? From the woman's perspective again, like I said, sometimes I'm ignorant and my homegirl gotta let me know like some shit that happened this week. Like, yo, my nigga, you need to keep your eyes open. You can't just have tunnel vision of that shit. So, you know, I appreciate you, Vic. Always love you. But yeah, go ahead. Any closing thoughts on Rami before we move on?
Yeah, it's a really, I think you should watch it if you haven't yet. It's great.
Hulu technically has a hit. This shit has won Golden Globes and Emmys already. Like, while we're bragging about it, this shit is already critically acclaimed. It's one of them shows that win the award that you never see. That mean the white people paying for it hard. But this one is good nepotism. Shout out to Gerard Carmichael. He's an executive producer. And we talking about King Batch giving this nigga job. Gerard Carmichael got Lil Rel to show on Fox. He's helped Tiffany Haddish. He's helped, what's it, Drew Michael, the damn HBO special with no fans. So shout out to Gerard Carmichael, black man. If you ain't seen Gerard Carmichael show, then don't you talk to me about no nepotism. God bless Gerard Carmichael. Yeah, God bless Gerard Carmichael. All right, can we get to the shit y'all wanted to debate me about?
I thought I already debated what I wanted to debate
you about. I'm sorry, man. My bad. That was petty then. No, best Marvel ever, then. Best Marvel. That's not a Marvel movie, nigga.
Says you.
All right. So this week, I was listening to a pod. It was actually Pete Holmes. I alluded to him earlier. With Adam McKay. Adam McKay wrote Ant-Man. And Adam McKay was talking about Thor Ragnarok being the best Marvel movie ever, and I tweeted, yo, either Thor Ragnarok or Deadpool, best Marvel movie ever, debate your mama. And obviously, people didn't want to debate their mama. They wanted to debate me, and I had gotten to a debate, and I brought it to y'all, and y'all was like, didn't agree with me either. So I was like, I have a podcast. I won't do this shit. I would do it here. So Thor Ragnarok is my answer. I'll give y'all the floor. Best Marvel movie ever. Wait, can I brag about Thor real quick? Can I brag about Thor real quick before y'all pick? All right, Thor Ragnarok for me is for some reason a black ass movie, even though it only got Tessa Thompson. For some reason, the Hulk comes off black in it to me. Chris Hemsworth comes off black in it to me. And I don't know, it's just a black ass movie. It's a comedy. I think me and Cody was talking about Deadpool and Thor Ragnarok is written like a comedy. So for my bias, and I probably should have prefaced this with, nigga, art's subjective. Whatever you feel is better is better. Don't, if you argue with somebody's opinion and you really stressing about it, you're going to die because it don't matter. There's no such thing as better. That hierarchy is fake. So it's whatever you like better. And what I like better is the comedy in Thor Ragnarok. The black girl, the New Zealand motherfucker coming in like, all right, man, we're going to jump on this big spaceship here. You don't want to go? Yeah, I mean, that shit to me would just go, but go ahead. Okay. And Marvel. Y'all have gotten too much black people money. Not just Black Panther. We all was in Avengers. And I should probably say that. I was in Avengers Endgame 2 weeks after it came out. Because I had to preface that because Cody went opening weekend. 2 weeks after it came out. When them motherfuckers came out that portal 2 weeks later, we all still cried. We all So I just want to say, objectively, Endgame probably is the best.
Okay.
But my favorite store, Ragnarok or Deadpool.
And
go
that
ahead.
Being said, I'm just going to preface this with I'm right. Disney presents Marvel's Enter the Spider-Verse.
Disney presents what?
Disney presents Marvel's Enter the Spider-Verse. Sorry. It's the
The Spidey-verse?
I don't care. That is a Spider-Man movie. Spidey? It's a black man. It's a Marvel character. Suck my whole dick.
Okay, okay. So if Spidey-verse doesn't count, what is your movie? But I think we'd all agree. If it was Spidey-verse, then you'd have hands down Miles Morales, the black Spider-Man. You got me.
Probably the Tom Holland.
Is it
also Sony?
Yeah, all the Spider-Man is Sony.
But he's in the fucking... Suck my dick. I give up.
Are you all ready for my answer? Mm-hmm. Hulk is actually also Sony.
I yield my time. The same reason that you like Ragnarok because of the comedy, I like Endgame because of the dramatic shit. I'm a dramatic person, so I'm going to go ahead and say Civil War.
Yeah, I got some. Winter I got Soldier. Some Winter Soldier. Yeah, I got some Winter Soldier in my comments. Sorry, Drizzy, I didn't get to call you, but yeah, I got some Winter Soldier in my comments. I don't think there's no wrong answer here. Cody, do you? What's your?
I don't know. I was gonna say that there's always for me like there's a difference between my favorite and which one I think is best.
Yeah.
Like my favorite is probably Thor Ragnarok. But the best, I don't know. I think Winter Soldier is probably up there. It's like the best one. Winter Soldier is dope. Actually, if you want to talk about like the three Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America solo movies shit on all the other guys.
Exactly. All right, but the first Captain America is a two-pack. Yeah, the first Captain America is a two-pack of ass. It might as well have been the Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds.
That nigga fights a Nazi with a red face. Don't you ever disrespect that man. The ass cheeks of America.
Hey, again, niggas don't fuck with the first Captain America. They lucky they made Winter Soldier. That's all I'm saying.
He was skinny when we saw him skinny, and then he just won the whole year.
Niggas, I'm sorry. I don't speak for niggas. Jay, do your niggas back home like that first?
No.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. My niggas back home not fucking with the first one. Winter Soldier, Civil War. Yeah. Hey, we like, we act like the first one never even happened.
That's what I'm saying. We don't even
acknowledge. It reminds me of Green Lantern is what I'm trying to tell y'all that Ryan Reynolds-ass bullshit from DC. That's it.
And
go
that's
ahead.
Exactly what I'm saying with the first two Thor movies. They just weren't hitting as hard.
You right. I didn't give a fuck about Thor until Ragnarok. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You made that joke while we was watching it this week, and I was like, yes, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't watch... Iron
Man
was
until
Ragnarok came out.
Yeah, no, Iron Man was the... That's why you talking about Iron Man. Iron Man went 3-for-3 for me.
Also, he started the whole, like, he basically started the MCU.
Yeah, he started the MCU, the new MCU.
I'm not saying he did it over
3. All right, we nerd now.
Fuck the script.
I'm so lucky, bro. No, he fucking kickstarted that hoe, bro.
Perfect topic, too, just to spark this.
Also, 2013. No one even knew what Guardians of the Galaxy were in 2013.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait.
Everyone watched it. Guardians of the Galaxy, my favorite.
Can I please check my answer in the second one?
Go ahead.
Second Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
What is that,
the
planet?
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Shout out to Kurt Russell.
That shit's hard.
Yeah, yeah. No, the second Guardians of the Galaxy is hard as hell.
I'm going to watch that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's on Disney. Yeah, we can watch that legit. Yeah. This is a great debate, though.
The first one?
Maybe we should have started with this, but I could have powered through. But, no, I'm petty, too. Go ahead.
No one knew what Guardians of the Galaxy were, you know, before the first one came out. And then, everything happens, and the second one comes out, and it's one of the biggest Marvel movies that came out at that time.
Or it's a great story.
With no background. Like, no one knew what...
You want to know the real...
Did you know Guardians of the Galaxy?
I didn't.
Even the movie.
I'm a comic book nerd.
I wasn't like there's some comic books. I didn't know that at all. It's a human, it's a green girl, a tree, it's crazy that they decided that one for a movie. It's great, it's a great show. It's crazy to see the comics and be like, ooh, I want to make a movie. And as much as I shit on Chris Pratt, he killed that shit. You know what I mean? Since you threw Deadpool in there, I was like, if you really want to go back, like, one, I think the original Blade with Wesley Snipes is probably the best one. The original Blade, Cody, always getting black up.
We never invite you to the cookout, Cody. That is illegal. But we will go. This nigga fuck with niggas.
Did you try to double down?
Yeah.
Did you just pick the black and like, what is the...
Yeah. Okay, actually, I changed to Black Panther.
That one's the best. Killmonger is maybe my favorite Marvel character. Can I say that?
But Blade is amazing. I love that movie. I was just thinking about watching it the other day. It's on HBO Max in case anybody wants to watch it.
Okay. All right, here we are.
And they're remaking Blade.
Yeah, I was like, they're remaking 2022.
Who's playing Blade?
I wish they were.
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah,
Mahershala. Oh, yeah, Mahershala Ali is Blade.
He's going to be a Muslim? He's going to be a Muslim? Muslim Blade is crazy.
All right.
Muslim Blade.
Muslim Blade. Give me some air horns on Muslim Blade.
You check out Prayer Rug? Vampires will be smart.
Hey, if Mahershala Ali pull out an Islamic prayer rug before he stab up a nigga, get that nigga the Oscar.
He prays for the vampire before
he does it. All right, y'all. All right, real quick, because Versus has evolved, and I wanted to talk about it last week, but it was kind of like, whatever. But now that this is a Versus that our moms and our grandmas could probably watch, I wanted to talk about the evolution of Versus, because somebody had tweeted a couple weeks ago, I miss when Versus was like this.
Yeah. Oh, me too, though. It's when he was, like, frozen.
So
when
you're
like biting his lip and shit?
Atlanta, nigga!
Bro, he was just looking at him.
I love the dream. Alright, I love the dream. I agree, though. I do miss when Versus was niggas with fucked up Instagram and they didn't have good Wi-Fi and they were trying to figure it out. Yo, stay on Instagram. We'll be right back. Yo, they can't hear you over the paper face.
Hey,
he's
frozen. Hey,
oh, it's too loud.
Niggas making memes about that.
Yeah, you frozen. Yeah. We've been covering Versus since the technical difficulties, since Ludacris and Nelly had fucked up, since Teddy Rice and Babyface. We covered fucking T-Pain, Lil Jon. I reacted when Hit Boy and fucking, Boy Wonder did it from the first one, the jump of this. And to see it now has become, they sitting in a room, Apple Music is there sponsoring, Ciroc is sponsoring, Diddy didn't put his money in, Dr. Dre didn't put his money in, and we alluded to that battle, like Dr. Dre and Diddy was a battle that was rumored to supposed to happen, but we see both their brands got in, so I don't know if they the final battle, like Goku and shit. Yeah, they the final boss, you mean? But the battle this week, fucking Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, man. Come on now. And there's been all these jokes about Mike versus Prince, Big Luther versus Lil Luther, all the classic shits. And we had Teddy Riley versus Babyface, and the Wi-Fi really fucked us on that. But we got Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle. I don't know if the Pips are coming. I don't know who else will be there. But my mama called me and was like, can we watch it together? She didn't, but I wish she did. So.
No, but I don't know what to pick,
because
I really like Patti LaBelle. But
you like Patti's pass.
Hey, man. He didn't mean that.
No, I'm just here.
What happened was...
Patti's pass. All right, man. Yeah, Versus has evolved so much, man. It's super dope, man. I'm glad to see all the legends getting they just due, getting honored, man. It's super dope. Any closing remarks on Versus before we move on, before we end this?
I'm very excited to see, because I don't even think this is the peak of it.
No, exactly. This is like
arena shows, the Versus, bro. Once they, like the Kanye one they did, the first one.
Right,
that
yeah.
Shit, yeah, once it gets back to that, I'm going to be so excited. Yeah, that's my last thing.
All right. Real quick. Man, I don't know if I want to end it on that. Yeah, I'm not. I don't like that energy. Sorry if y'all saw it on the screen at home. What time is
Berkey.
It? Yeah, I didn't like that energy. I didn't like that. It just ended on that.
On the sandwich,
yeah, oh, ended on the Travis Scott burger.
Don't get you the Cactus Jack.
Yeah, Travis Scott.
Bro, saying gay, bro. That's why everyone was saying, you know how stupid it is? I had to go say it said Cactus Jack sent me. Because there was one thing.
Cactus Jack sent me.
No, here. It was one of the people who said his friend told him it was a Travis Patty. And he comes off, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I just said Cactus Jack there and I asked for a Travi Patty and it's not called a Travi
Patty. It's not called. Hey, yo.
Ruined his life.
I feel still justified in starting my show with Travi Patty.
Travi Patty formula.
Nah, man, the Travi Patty's fire, man. Should we go get Travi Patties? Is that the move? You not touching the Travi Patty?
I can just get the half of it. I get the front of the barbecue sauce, nigga.
Sauce,
like a honey barbecue.
Something original.
Niggas shouldn't give them anything.
Yeah, there's nothing new there.
Yo, you get three bacon strips, my nigga.
Cheese sandwich with bacon.
And plain Sprite with ice.
Hey, man, if the construction kicks back up, man, that's episode 46. I'm done, man.
Thank you guys for joining us.
David got clubbed, man. I want to smoke weed. Follow us on Twitch. Subscribe on YouTube. Rate us. Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, that's it.